Hello, I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is Joshua P. Warren Daily. It is another very exciting day for me because today I have finally officially unveiled my new experiment and accompanying product, even though it is in short supply. This is something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know that in the fall, I mentioned that I had made a purchase of some precious stones and that I was going to use them in an experiment, but I wasn't exactly sure yet what the experiment would be. So now I'm ready to tell you about it. So, of course, growing up here in the mountains of Western North Carolina, I always kind of took for granted as a kid just how much access we do have to gems and minerals here. And you travel to other places in the world and you realize that's not the case. And so I happened into a situation where I had the opportunity to make a purchase of 39 large, raw, uncut, natural rubies. And I've always been interested in rubies and sapphires. They're part of a family called corundum. And in fact, at one point when I was a kid, I even thought about writing a book about the subject. But anyway, these are really cool, kind of, you know, dark purplish-looking natural rubies. And I always find it interesting when you see stones in their natural form because that's how Mother Nature created them. They haven't been tampered with by the hands of humans. Even though that can make things look much more beautiful, still there's something really important about having the natural form there. And you might be surprised to know that it is my understanding that the only stone that occurs naturally that is harder than a ruby is a sapphire. It's a diamond. So the only thing harder than a ruby is a diamond. So that means that the design is especially condensed and compacted by these forces of nature over millions of years. And it's not surprising that for thousands of years, people have considered rubies to be prosperity stones. That's why we have all these things like the magical ruby slippers. And we know that people have been adorning themselves with rubies forever. They've been considered a sign of great wealth and accomplishment. But also, in addition to prosperity, a lot of people believe, especially those who are into metaphysical healing, that rubies have an energy they conduct that is great for your well-being, for your physical vitality, for your creativity. They supposedly connect with the root and heart chakras. And so there are all these sort of mystical qualities about the good things that being in the energy field of a ruby can do for you. So I figured, you know what, I'm going to take this whole bag full of 39 rubies to my favorite, or certainly one of my favorite labs out there in the real world, Las Vegas. Because as I always say, if you go to Vegas and you beat the odds, well, there's something to be said for it, because those folks in Vegas, they're not playing around. They don't want you to take their money. So I like to go there and see if things that are supposed to bring me fortune and change the odds really do work. And it's a good thing that I'm a rather big man, because I did stuff 39 of these rubies in my pocket. And I embarked on what became a month-long winning streak. And I did my best with the help of Lauren to document this on camera. It's a little tricky because there are all kinds of policies about filming things inside of the casino. So sometimes I would just have to sort of sneak a shot here or there on my cell phone and not make any big deal out of it. And so I was able to document more than I've ever done before under those circumstances. So every time I had these rubies, I was doing very, very well. But I got to the point where I thought, well, you know, instead of having to carry all 39 of these things around all the time, maybe there's a way I can take one of these rubies that has been exposed to this winning streak, and I can build some type of what I consider a radionically enhanced container for it that would, in my mind, sort of magnify and radiate the energy. And so I invented this interesting, simple little type of container that you put the ruby into, and it is capped with a metal compass-like design radiating out in all directions, north, south, east, and west. And so the idea is I came up with a little ritual where you sit down with one of these rubies and you sort of meditate on what you want to achieve, and then you put it in this container, and then you put that in your pocket and you go out, and guess what? I was having just as much success radionically enhancing one ruby as what I experienced when I had all of them in my pocket. So when I do experiments like this, I wonder, is it just me, or does this sort of thing work for anybody? So when I came back, I decided that I would take these 39 rubies. I'm going to keep one for myself, and I'm going to sell the rest of them. And each one will come with a little container, the same thing I told you that I invented, a little radionically enhanced container, and detailed instructions. And I will personally sign every single set of instructions to authenticate that the ruby is one that I actually had with me in my pocket in Las Vegas during this month-long winning streak, one of the actual rubies. And, you know, you can imagine when there's only 38 of something available, it's going to disappear very quickly. But because when people order things from me, I'm traveling around constantly, and sometimes it takes me a little while to be able to get the thing in the mail, especially if I don't carry everything with me all the time. So in order to sweeten this for those of you who are interested in experimentation, I decided that I would include a little bonus, which is an instant digital experience that you will have to teach you something valuable that I learned. You see, when I was in Las Vegas, I visited with my friend, Dr. John Alexander. You might know him as Colonel John Alexander. He is he's an extremely accomplished man. He was with the Green Berets. He's published many, many books, impressive books. I mean, he was a friend of Tom Clancy. Tom Clancy wrote the introduction to one of his books. He's got a new book out right now, a foreword written by Uri Geller. And if you've ever seen that movie, The Men Who Stare at Goats, which of course is based on the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, George Clooney portrays one of the major characters, and that character is based in part on John Alexander. So John Alexander is a man who really knows a lot about remote viewing techniques and telekinesis techniques and some of the stuff that the military has experimented with. And he was telling me that there are people, you know, not surprisingly, who get together, sometimes quietly, sometimes not, and they go to Las Vegas and they remote view specifically how to win things. And so he taught me the basics of a remote viewing technique that I'd never learned before. I'd never heard of this one. And he was kind of surprised. He was like, oh, really? So he taught me this little technique. And so after that, Lauren and I said, well, let's try this out. And this especially connected for Lauren. She started winning more than I think she's ever won, just time and time and time again, using this very simple technique. And there are different ways of doing it, and I'm not going to pretend that I'm an expert because I just learned myself, but I was having great success, and she was having great success. And so I figure, you know what, the type of person who would want to get one of these rubies in this little kit that I call the Golden Ruby Fortune Maker is the type of person who would also really enjoy knowing this technique and experimenting with it. And so I asked my good friend, investigator Shelley Wright, to sit down with me on camera, and I taught her this technique. And so when you get the Golden Ruby Fortune Maker kit, then you will automatically receive an email with a link and a password that will allow you to watch the training video on how to use the same remote viewing type technique that Lauren and I used successfully in Las Vegas as well. And the cool thing about all this is that we're not just talking about gambling here. Gambling is just a very easy way to try to quantify certain results, and you, when you literally have odds there that you can play with. But the idea is that this should just be beneficial for your life in general. for abundance, for prosperity, for your well-being. You know, the idea is that all these things are going to be drawn and attracted, and that's what this is all about, you know. So even if you never step foot in the casino, if my experience matches your experience, you're going to see some pretty amazing things happen in your life. So I hope that you will go and watch the video of me showing this thing off and explaining sort of how it got put together and how it works. And it's actually not a very high quality video. I just sort of shot it with a camcorder, and in 7 days I'm going to take it off the internet, because I only have 38 of these things. And so it does no good to leave this up there forever, because those 38 are going to be gone in no time. So you have 7 days if you want to watch this video. Now, the thing is, because of what I just explained, I'm not even posting a link to this directly on my website. So the only way you're going to be able to see this information is to, well, if you subscribe to my e-newsletter, then I sent an e-newsletter out today, and I put an address to the page that's got all the information. Or if you go to my Twitter account, anybody can visit my Twitter page. I also put a link on my Twitter account. That's at Joshua P. Warren. And if you just go to the internet and type in Joshua P. Warren Twitter and do a search, surely my Twitter account will come up. And then also, if you're a Facebook friend, I posted a link to it on my Facebook page as well. So you're only going to be able to access it if you are a subscriber to my e-newsletter, or you are if you're looking at my social media accounts. Now, that said, right now the page says in stock. And so if you want to get one of these, better hurry, because it's going to be saying out of stock very soon. And by the way, I'll throw in free shipping and handling anywhere in the world. How cool is that? How easy am I making this for you to experiment with this if you want? So again, it's called the Golden Ruby Fortune Maker. Visit my Twitter page or my Facebook page if you want to find the link. Or if you just email me, if you can't find it, you can go to joshuapwarren.com and email me, and I'll send you a link that way as well. So it's very cool, very exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing what people's results are. And by the way, if somebody out there says, what a shyster this guy is, he's selling people a ruby and telling them magical things will happen. Well, let me tell you this. It has a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you get it and you're not happy, send it back to me. I'll give you your money back. How's that for an experiment? So anyway, my website is joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. You want to be a member. You want to be a subscriber to my free e-newsletter, because I'm not quite ready to give you all the details about my big event in Las Vegas in May. But I'm working on getting the details put together so that I'm happy to finally make that announcement soon. And as usual, the very first people who will hear about it are people who subscribe to my free e-newsletter. And you can do that in about 2 seconds if you go to the homepage of joshuapwarren.com. This podcast is called Joshua P. Warren Daily, and that's because I do my best to record one for you every day. It's always short. It's always free. You can subscribe via various means there at joshuapwarren.com, or just follow me on Twitter, and I will generally tweet when a new one is posted. So that said, so much more to share with you soon. Exciting things are happening. 2018 is getting off to a damn good start. Thank you for your interest. Thank you for your support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon.